Welcome back to River City Roundtable. Today we're going to be talking about a topic near and dear to the hearts of many of our crew. We're talking about gaming. I'm Craig, and I'm joined by Julie today as a co-host. Say hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, Julie.
Thank you, Michael. So I am not knowledgeable about gaming at all, so I'll be doing my best to make sense of the conversation and maybe asking some questions that will hopefully clarify it for people who are more on my level.
Okay. So tell me your name and your favorite video game of all time.
I'm Michael, and my favorite video game of all time is Okami.
I'm Jackson, my favorite video game of all time has to be Chrome Hounds.
I'm Chase, and probably Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2.
I'm David, and I can't choose between my babies.
Right, a lot of choices.
Name's Matthew, and I'm currently debating on between War Thunder and Just Cause 4.
Okay, very cool. So, I will say, I have played video games for a long time, since I was much younger than any of you guys are now. And I've never heard of any of the games that you just named. So, Julie, I think we're going to be in the same boat today.
Perfect. I was like, I know about Dragon Ball Z in that I know that it exists.
Right.
Dragon Ball Z is a big universe. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go from Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z Kai, Dragon Ball Z GT, and some people don't talk about it. And then you can go to Super, and then you go to the video games that reference them all.
And regarding Just Cause, I actually don't even, like, acknowledge the existence of 1 and 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because even though Just Cause 4 did kind of mishmash everything up towards the end, I thought it was a really good tie and knot.
Well, they took away most of the destruction mechanics of 3 and 2. They took away the town liberations. They took away a bunch of other stuff that I enjoyed.
Okay.
And one wasn't that just hasn't aged well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, my main question, I guess, to start with is, what is the appeal of gaming for you all?
Like, I know for my favorite one of all time, Dragon Ball Xenoverse, you can play single player by yourself. You start out, play by yourself as you level up. But as you level up to a certain point, you can play with other people online across the world. You can play with people. Well, I've played with people from mostly Europe. It's like all across the world you can play on.
Anybody else?
I kind of like it how like it just immerses you in a whole new world.
In most games, you can create a custom character, your character, your avatar. Or you can create multiple avatars in the game, but you can switch out between them, and you can do their version of the story.
Yeah, I kind of like those games too.
I mainly like open world games with a lot of collectibles. My big thing is actually Metroidvanias.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Can you tell me what that is?
Metroid, Castlevania, pretty much games with branching paths from where you start into different areas. That's pretty much the easiest way to explain it.
You start here
at the beginning of the game, then you go all through here or something, and then
you explore the world and you explore everything out there.
The door is locked, so you probably have to go to where you first started it and then go back. Pretty much.
That ledge is too high up. Oh, hey, I got this power up. Whee!
Right.
Yep.
And I will say, I do know those games, Metroid and Castlevania. I played Castlevania a lot as a kid. I got stuck at a certain point and stopped playing it. But I did play it a lot.
Later ones. Like
I know of, like, Fallout. I know Fallout, you can play. Fallout, you can play, like, you can't get to certain things out of one point. Like, I know the very beginning of the game, you're in the vault. You can't get the cryolator from the locked chest in the vault. Once you go out of that, you can't get the thing as you first get to it. You see it, you can't get it because it's locked.
Well, it depends on if you're high enough in the lock picking skill.
But when you first
come out of the vault. You won't be
able to get that immediately right out the door, right out the gate. You won't be able to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come back and get it.
Teasing
as they call it. Honestly, I feel the triolator is pretty worthless.
It's something that, unless you're like, you're trying to collect everything in the world, you can do things. You can choose a different companion. You can do different things.
So, alright, so Michael, we had a little bit of a disagreement on this side of the table. Michael said, you said the cryolator is useless. Jackson said that's your opinion. What is the cryolator first?
It is pretty much a freeze ray.
It's a freeze gun. It's a gun that is freezes the enemies, and you can take another gun or another weapon and destroy them.
Oh, gotcha.
It basically is a freeze ray in a way.
It pretty much is a freeze ray. Freeze them. It slows them for a couple seconds.
Like
it gives you giving you enough time to either run back, run away, or
pick up another, change your weapon and kill it.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you shoot an enemy with an ice beam, then hit him with a missile to just explode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like
when you can just blast them.
For me personally, when I'm giving creative ways to defeat enemies, you better believe it. I try everything in my power to be as flashy and as in your face as possible.
Like, the reason you collect, like, for me, I like to collect some things and leave others, like, and scrap them. Like, it's just, like, the reason you pick it up and you do it, because you can collect it, and it's part of the game, and it's, like, you can do it. And that's one reason I like to, it's just a fun thing to do, you can collect it as you go, you can go back to your base, drop it off, go back out there.
Yep.
Alright, so, how do you choose which games you're going to play?
Me, there are just certain games that I know I I'm a real sucker for robots, like all the Transformers games, Chromehounds, as I said before.
And that's a game I haven't heard of in ages.
What, Chromehounds?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a game I haven't heard of, period.
That was my first video game, and I absolutely loved it.
The first one was Fallout for PC, because it gave me access to Steam, and Steam has, like, access to, like, music, TV, and, like...
It's pretty much Nerd Heaven.
It's pretty much iTunes for video games, and it's...
You mean Nerdvana?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. It's a good way to, just, like, you're able to get to other games. You can download games, and you don't have to go out and buy them. You pay for them, and then you download them, and you can actually get to them. Like, I've downloaded, Saint or Rose games, and I've played most of them.
What about you, Matthew? How do you pick which games you're going to play?
I don't know. It usually depends on what mood I'm in. Like, do I want to play a sports game? Do I want to drive? Do I want to just cause havoc?
Yeah.
Or all three.
Yes.
Or just go with a baseball bat, drive in a car, boom, beat the crap out of everyone.
GTA.
I know some of you guys, I've heard you guys talking around the table about, like, game developers and who created this game, and you guys are throwing out names that I have never heard of. So how do you guys, like, how do you stay up on the developers and the people the game developers that you like and that you really want to, you know, play their games?
Because E3, the internet, the YouTube, like, pretty much mostly that, like...
So, my two... I actually posed this as a question, what's your favorite video game developer? Or developers. Mine is FromSoft. They've made games, the Dark Souls series, and...
Bloodborne?
Mm-hmm. It's all FromSoft. And,
Sekiro? Shadows Die Twice?
Mm-hmm. FromSoft also did that.
Yeah, my brother plays those games.
Yep. And my second favorite has to be Kojima. Kojima Productions.
I know, like, different companies have had their success and then their downfalls. I know, like, Bethesda's like, has had their
let's just stay away from that.
They've had their success, a lot of their failures with their Fallout 76. I know that
Elder Scrolls Online was a failure.
Yeah, but I know like Fallout 4 and the other ones were really successful.
So what makes a failure?
If you want your game to fail, just rush the development team.
Exactly.
Give them restrictive deadlines. Give them limited resources.
Every time.
So what does that look like in the game?
It does.
Unplayable. Ugly visuals. AI doesn't work.
The game crashes.
Or Digital Homicide.
What I don't know what you said. I don't want to know. But
you remember Digital Homicide, right? The developer who made the slaughtering ground.
A good thing.
They decided to,
sue people?
Jim Sterling, a video game critic, Jim Sterling made a video on the slaughtering grounds, and it was like a straight up asset flip.
Mm-hmm.
And
the game or the
review? Game.
Ah.
And what the guy decided to do, they decided to file a DMCA against the video. And then they filed a response, profanity-laden response, which coined the term Jim Effing Sterling Son. Jim responded back, and they responded back, and then they tried to sue him, but that's where they made their mistake.
Yeah.
They subpoenaed Steam for all the users who left a bad review and got removed from the store.
If your game sucks, that's on you. Don't blame the people who buy it.
76, Fallout 76, there's a lot of bans, like a ban on people like getting banned from the game. They can't play it. And it's like, that's really what it really, you're like, when you really like the game, really enjoy a video game, either if it's online or not, and if you enjoy it, and it's like, you go, like, spend, like, every, like, spend 100 hours on it, and you finally, you can do it all, run all the way through it once, and then you go back again, and do it again, and you enjoy it so much, it's, like, you know what's gonna happen, and it happens, you really will enjoy it.
How did you know my Persona 5 experience?
I get the same thing with Paper Mario.
Which one?
Probably the Thousand Year Door.
Okay.
So,
I tend to move on from games so much, I don't get that experience.
Okay.
Because I have so many.
What was the gaming moment that you knew, I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life? Or what gaming moment, like, sucked you into the moment? Or, like, I guess, what moment in video game immersed you the most, I guess?
True Orochi on Okami.
Mm-hmm.
Can anyone tell me what that means?
Yep. You familiar with Master Hand from Smash Brothers?
No.
Okay, Joel.
She's a noob. She's a noob. She knows nothing.
A noob of noobs, so.
True Orochi was like, I think, mid-stage
boss. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about
on that game.
Boss.
Was it 64?
No, it was for the PS2.
So this was a character that you fought, a boss that you fought against?
Yeah, cause the original Orochi ended the first arc of the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
The game was split into several arcs.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
Especially, I know a lot of games, like, I know Dragon Ball Xenoverse has, like, one arc. So, like, it breaks up into arcs, certain arcs, and then you can do learn certain moves, and then you can do certain things until up to a certain arc. Then you have to do another thing of the main quest to get another section of it. But as you work on it and create other characters, you get access to things, so you can share skills. But as you create it, you go through it. You have to kind of manage your, like, everything on in the world. You have to manage it and make sure you have, like, are you gonna go this way?
Mm-hmm.
Which way you're gonna fight? This way, close hand?
Yeah. So there's a lot of strategy and thinking.
Prepare a gun.
So Jackson proposed two questions. His first question was, who's your favorite developer, if you have one? And the second question was, what was your, yes, your welcome to gaming moment?
This is my life. This is where all my money is going to go into.
And this is the rest of my life now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody else want to answer that? Michael answered it pretty well. Anybody else?
For me, give me a sec.
Right now, my favorite developer at the moment is a small Chinese indie developer called Next Studios, and they make very niche games. Like they build a game called Death Coming Wars, which is a puzzle game where you set up Final Destination style stuff and play the Grim Reaper.
Wow.
That sounds
amazing. And they also made another game, I forget the name of, but it's like based on a Chinese tale, and it has a sort of vanillaware, cel-shaded-esque style,
mm-hmm.
and it's very beautiful.
Cool.
The games just have that whole passion behind it.
Like, I really don't really have one, but I kind of like several types of games, but like more likely to like more of like a fighting game, like kind of like a someone like a fist to fist or special move, like a Dragon Ball game or like a Naruto game. Like they're fighting. You're constantly, there's a storyline to the main game, and there's the several branches you can go to. As you go, the story continues on, and once you get to the end of the story, you can come back to all the other branches you went to.
Cool.
Then you can come back to the ones, like, you can go into the, I know, like, in Naruto Storm 4, you can go back and do the DLC, which has another storyline, which you can go and run, you can explore the whole world of Naruto. You can...
Awesome. So, David, what about you? Favorite developer or your welcome to gaming moment?
Well, it's a bit cliche, but my favorite developer is Nintendo.
Meh, saw that coming.
All right.
Okay, they certainly stood
for
the test
a while,
of time.
My favorite developer was Clover, but they shuttered quite a while ago.
No, I mean, Nintendo's
been
around
for... Platinum, though?
Yeah, they did.
So, go ahead, Nintendo, you... Play the Switch. We know that's your thing.
Yep.
You're welcome to gaming moment. Like when you just play the game and it was just like, this is what I want to do. I like this. This is going to be my spare time all the time.
I don't know.
Not sure. Any one particular game that sticks out in your brain is like, yes, I love that game. Every time I think about that game, I want to go and play it.
I mean, like, one of the first for those for me was a pretty weird one called The Blob, like, back on the Wii.
Yep. Because sometimes I like to go for a game that you have to do some research. Like, I know, like, for Fallout, you have to do a little bit of research if you want to, for PC, or, like, come some codes, or you're trying to get yourself started again, and you're trying to... Not sure how to get a certain way, and it's glitching.
You mean get it to run?
And you can glitch, and you glitch, and you can't finish the quest. It's like, you're trying to get there. And
that's
like,
because Fallout 3 wasn't made for modern TVs.
It turned out fantastic. Well, except for the beginning part.
So David,
Myst, a legendary game, Myst, is pretty much nigh unplayable in CD form on modern PCs.
Okay.
I've actually tried it.
So it's
I own a copy of Myst for Windows 98.
Oh man.
Myst without, do you remember that?
I picked
game
it up
crazy.
At a thrift shop.
It was crazy. David, tell me, is The Blob based on the movie The Blob? Or
No, even a little bit.
I'm talking about Da Blob, like D-E.
Oh, that game!
That one, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good one. Really interesting mechanics.
Okay, so what did you like about that game? David.
The whole painting platform mechanics.
It's like, the world is my canvas, and I am a sentient paintball.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Cool.
And I am saving the world from the
basically
from
like
lack of colorization.
Like basically like rabbits, if they were actually competent and formed an oppressive fascist oligarchy.
Oh, I know.
The crazy thing is, I am not entirely over exaggerating.
No, he's not.
Nope.
Alright, Matthew, what about you? Developer and or welcome to gaming moment.
I can't really decide on developer, but it'd probably be Rare back on the Nintendo 64.
Golden Days.
Yeah,
exactly.
Back when Rare knew what the heck they were doing.
Yep.
Okay, you're
I think, if I remember correctly, their last good game was Nuts and Bolts.
That was more of a racer collector's
good game.
Yeah.
I can't personally say anything for myself. I haven't played it myself.
Okay. Well, I actually like Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah, good for you.
I played a similar game called Crossout, which has vehicle. Yeah. So it feels like
it's a lot more realistic.
Is it like a racing game, like Mad Max almost?
No, it's more like a combat game.
Like Mad Max, you do
like
fighting it.
Yeah, there is fighting.
Car
combat.
Yeah, they're yeah. In Mad Max, car you combat. Are, you're fighting, you have to, sometimes you have to get out of your car and beat the crap out
yeah,
of them.
Not in Crossout, you're restricted to stay in your vehicle.
But also you can fight in your, you can blow, use your shotgun and blow the car up. And aim for the gas, they can blow their car up without even getting out of their car.
Mm-hmm. Sounds awesome.
It was
Twisted Metal.
Ooh, I really want to play that game.
Speaking of car combat, Burnout.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I play
Burnout
Paradise. Burnout
or Flat Out?
Both.
Yeah.
Speak more about this game.
Oh, man.
Pretty much Burnout and... Well, Burnout and Flat Out, or I'm not sure if Burnout, but Flat Out used the pretty much when I first saw it, I was like, holy crap, this is the most realistic car destruction business I've ever seen.
Okay.
It pretty much uses the Bugbear engine. It pretty much is a studio dedicated to pretty much as realistic making
it. It's almost like Grand Theft Auto. It's very similar to Grand Theft Auto or Need for Speed.
Yeah, but because
well, let Jackson finish. Chase, go ahead.
Yeah, their pretty much whole thing is have car crashes with as many particle effects as possible, essentially.
Okay. So make trying to make it realistic as possible.
Yeah, so like if you hit the side of your car, they make like the side of your fender all wobbly and bent and whatnot.
Such beautiful.
And then they sold the franchise to another developer.
Okay.
Uh huh.
And it went downhill from there, I'm assuming.
Oh no. Well,
you might as well have said, what could possibly go wrong?
Their recent game, I forget what it's called, but.
Wreckfest, but it's.
Yeah,
Wreckfest. Wreckfest is not in the franchise, though.
Yeah, yeah, but it's kind of a good return to form to Flat Out.
The same can't be said about Three Fields, X Burnout, X Criterion's recent attempts.
Yeah. I just
to return to form.
Blech.
I was surprised to see it go downhill.
I didn't even know it existed until I saw it in the $5 and below bin in Walmart.
That's when you know something's wrong.
Ooh, that's how you when it gets rough. When
Flat Out Ultimate Carnage, Flat Out 3 was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of goofy and didn't really play right at times, but it was still fun.
But when you know,
no, I'm talking about like dangerous driving and that disaster that launched on the Epic Store.
Yeah, the hell with Epic.
That Three Fields. Who were did it completely didn't have crash mode because they had a crash mode specific game that launched on Steam.
So
and there's some games that you can get like that are on Steam that are beta like you can't they're not even ready to be launched but they're launching them so they can test them out and as they're launched they'll update it every now and then. I know like. One, Subnautica and 7 Days to Die, what other one? Like, they're just, like, some like, that are in beta. Like, they haven't even, they've released it, but they're still in testing in a way that the players test it out and see how it goes.
And find the bugs and everything.
And find the bugs and let them know that it's testing out. Because I've downloaded 7 Days to Die and Subnautica, and they're on beta and alpha and, like, not even ready to be sold. They're still in testing.
Yeah, wow. And then there are some games that are in their beta phase, but
forever,
and they have no improvements on them whatsoever. I'm looking at you, Take on Mars.
I'm looking at you, entirety of Bethesda's modern gaming library.
I'm looking at you, Robot Arena 3.
Yeah. So yeah. So
what are you currently playing? Like, when you go home today, what will be on your system?
Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Jackson, you have a visceral reaction to that.
I do not like Birth by Sleep.
Okay.
Well, I'm kind of trying to play it from play the story in chronological order.
Just don't. it's not worth it. It's all confusing.
You'll get yourself confused. You'll get yourself confused to a point that you're so confused.
But I've been stuck on like the whole game board thing. Like, I've been addicted to that whole game board thing for the past year.
If you're trying to play Kingdom Hearts and understand the whole thing, you're not doing it right.
You're doing it all wrong. Don't. The key word is, don't do it!
Kingdom Hearts is a Japanese, I don't know, but it as nonsensical as a human mind can obtain.
Japanese, no, I'm not gonna say that.
Just grab, like, all the Final Fantasy games and all the main
just add Disney
movies,
characters.
Combine those and add a completely new story on top of all of that.
You basically are put through the ringer. And basically put in a they're all put into a washing machine, and you're sitting in the washing machine and it's running at full speed. You cannot understand it.
It still has nothing on anything put out by Grasshopper Entertainment.
Oh.
Some people don't know that one.
No More Heroes franchise.
Oh.
Lollipop Chainsaw.
That is just ridiculous.
I've heard of it, but I don't want to play
it. But I've also played,
You kind of do and you really don't. Because as far as the combat is actually pretty stable, but everything else is just stupid. Raunchy childishness.
Unless you find there's always Easter eggs in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one thing you don't have. The secret endings and Easter eggs, you don't have to worry about ever not finding. Because there's... In Fallout 4, I know, like, there's some dirty joke about with, teddy bears.
I never found those.
Don't start.
I never found those.
Don't start.
You can find them, but I'm not going to say which ones.
Don't start. Don't start.
This is a PG audience.
Stop. No, get
Jack,
demonetized.
What will you be playing when you go home today?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I might have to say... believe it or not, the new Modern Warfare.
Okay.
I know. Put down your pitchforks.
I got no pitchforks.
I don't understand why they remade that game.
Money.
In the first Modern Warfare wasn't
money.
Even good.
Money. The answer is money.
Moolah.
End of story.
It's just what Activision wants to do.
They were trying to make more money.
Chase, what are you going to be playing?
Probably Fallout 4 and Dragon Ball. Because I know, for Dragon Ball, you have to, if you log in online, it gives you, two gifts, and then I know, like, there's a thing for Hero Coliseum in the game, you can, each time you log in, you get a free, piece, it's like a, inside the game, there's like a chess game.
Okay.
It's like a 3x3 board, and it's somewhat very, very, very similar to chess inside the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like each move got its own special ability, and they can also evolve. Some of them can evolve, and like if you have duplicates of one, they can combine to put, or you can just destroy one of them that you don't want. You can just destroy it, and you can have like up to six, like five characters per set for your deck, and you try to basically the same thing as you do in a way. You kind of defeat all of your enemies, cool. As in chess. That's one reason I like to play it once I have, you know, like there's like. If you play it once on one character, you can transfer all your pieces onto the other one, and you start at level 1 for that character, transfer it to another. They're on like, my highest one is like on level 15, and I can transfer all the pieces back to another level 1,
cool.
And I can still use them.
Awesome. David, what about you? What are you playing?
Probably maybe Hollow Knight.
Okay.
Ooh,
what's that?
Hollow Knight.
That's a Metroidvania.
Yep. It's also been compared to. Considered like a 2D Dark Souls, which I can understand.
Matthew?
Well, I probably might play War Thunder and just nerd out on all the tanks because I'm a tank nerd.
Okay. Especially when you turn into like I know there's an app game like you have an enemy on this side, you are on this side, and you're trying to you have to destroy the other person's tank to win.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, this was a fantastic conversation. You guys did a really good job. I think we might have to revisit this conversation because you guys really...
Yes, there will be a part 3.
There will probably be a part 3.
No, in this group, there will be a part 50.
We got a lot
Gaming
to talk about.
Gaming may be a continuing subject. But
yeah.
I wanted to thank you guys for joining me. You guys did a great job of conversing and letting each other have their space and have your room to talk, and I really appreciate it. So thank you guys for pulling up to the table with us, and we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Stay cool.
Right up my head up.